Well, we've been trying to catch up with this young man for quite some considerable time, but he's been rather busy playing a sport called ice hockey in North America. The reason we have an interest in him is because not only is he a good player, but he was born and raised in this country, now ploughing his trade in Canada. Obviously of Canadian descent, but very much one of us, we think. Brendan Pellini, good to catch up at long last. Where you been?
Yeah, finally been able to get a hold of you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been good to get a hold of you because you have been playing. Just to put people in the picture, when we last spoke to you on the program, you'd just been drafted by the Arizona Coyotes. And as you kind of alluded at the time, you might go back to your parent club, your home club, which is Niagara. That's how it worked out. Quite a few things to talk about, but how have things been since you got drafted?
Yeah, they've been great. It's been kind of a whirlwind for me. Getting to experience going out and playing with them in training camp and exhibition games was obviously great for me, and that's the level I want to be at, and obviously that's the highest level I can play at. So it's been great for me, and like I said, kind of a whirlwind.
Now, in this country, really only football players, some cricketers, the occasional rugby player get their faces on cereal boxes, right? But a certain Brendan Pellini was on a cereal box. And I imagine your mum was down the supermarket buying all the stocks, wasn't she?
Yeah. Most of my family was trying to get their hands on as many boxes as they could. But, obviously, like you said, football and rugby are such a big sport over there, and obviously hockey is the main sport over here, so they're always trying to promote the game here, and lucky enough, I was just one of the ones to they put on the box to try and help promote it.
So that make you feel a bit like Alex Ovechkin or Sidney Crosby to be actually featured on a cereal packet like that?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously it's a step in the right direction in trying to get your name out there, and it's pretty cool. It's almost like all the hard work over the years has kind of paid off in a sense. And, it was definitely a treat to, have your picture and your face on a cereal box like that.
So you're back for the time being with Niagara Ice Dogs. How's the season gone for you?
For me, it's gone okay. I'm playing really well right now. At first, I suffered a hand injury when I was out in Phoenix playing against the game against the LA Kings. I got slashed on the hand in one of my exhibition games and actually broke my hand and was out for, 10 to 12 weeks. So it was a long recovery since then, and came back and started playing here in Niagara just before Christmas. And like I said, it's been really good since I got back, but definitely tough to sit out those 10 weeks and watch.
Yeah, so what do you do in that time? What's the kind of rehabilitation like in those kind of... Because that's obviously an injury. It means you can't hold a stick. You certainly can't shoot or anything. It must take you a while to get the power and the feeling back in the hand properly.
Yeah, for sure. When it first happened, like I said, I was playing a game, and it wasn't anything too hard. It just, someone just kind of hit me on the hand as I followed through off a shot, and I actually played through it for that game, and I played another game, and I actually scored the next game, but at the end of it, I was like, I have no feeling in my hand, I better get it checked, and, sure enough, it was broken. I had to get surgery on it, but the recovery was I stayed out with Phoenix in Arizona for probably, I want to say, 3.5 weeks, and recovered out there for a bit, which was nice. Get to sit in the sun for about 3 weeks, which is good, but it's not too much. It's quite a bit of sitting around, obviously trying to stay active, and just doing a lot of hand exercises and stuff like that, just to trying to get back the feeling again.
So you go from the heat of Phoenix to the kind of -10, -15, -20 of Niagara. That's a bit of a culture shock, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I'm used to it now, obviously, all the years in Canada and in the U.S., so definitely used to it now, but I can't wait to get back to Arizona, and obviously the nice weather, but most importantly the hockey, playing at that high level, that's where I want to be, and hopefully get back there pretty soon.
So what happens now? Do they have a weekly conversation with you? Do they keep in contact on a regular basis? Do they look at your stats and go, okay, Brendan, we see 26 assists, 23 goals. Is that where you should be at, or where you want to be at right now?
For me, yeah. I mean, like I said, I think I'm playing really well right now. You know, the main thing is just trying to focus on keep developing and keep getting better every day, whether it be in practice or in games. And as far as the staff and management, they come to most of my games. I talk to them, you know, pretty, I would say about every 2 weeks or so. Talk to, you know, whether it be a scout or someone in the management group. So, yeah, they're always watching and keeping up to date. And if they see anything they think that is wrong or right, they'll let me know. And it's just good to, you know, have that other voice in your ear and, you know, definitely try and take advantage of it and, you know, just try and learn a lot off them.
What is the time scale now? I mean, I imagine nothing much is going to happen Coyote-wise regarding this season, but then you have the summer. Do they reappraise? Because there'll obviously be players shipped out, there'll be players shipped in. What are your expectations concerning what might happen next season now?
Yeah, well, it's almost the kind of same as this past year. I mean, I'm obviously really young. I'm only still 18, and well, next year be 19. But I definitely want to try and get in there as soon as possible. And I know they're not, you know, having the greatest year that they would have liked to this year. But, you know, like I said, I'd like to get in there quick and obviously like to help them try and kind of turn around and do better. But as far as where I play, it's not up to me. I mean, I can work my hardest and play my best and hopefully play my way onto the team. But ultimately, it's their decision on whether I play there next year or I have one more year of eligibility back here in Niagara so I can come back here again and play next year. But obviously, like I said, want to be up with the big boys and, you know, just trying to learn a lot around those guys.
Does it make it easier for you if they're not doing quite so well that they might look around and go, well, who have we got available to us? Oh, that's that guy at Niagara who's pretty good. We might need to draft him right now.
Yeah, I think, I think it could go both ways, to be honest. You know, they're not doing so good right now, so obviously they could look for a lot of other guys, whether it be trades or, you know, free agent signings in the summer. So, but then again, for me, I mean, it's definitely, like I said, they're not doing that great, so could be a chance for me to get in there and, you know, show what I have to play and, you know, obviously work my hardest and try and make the team. So I think it kind of goes both ways. It's good and bad, but I think as long as you get that opportunity at training camp and try and prove yourself, that's the main thing.
How far away do you feel, obviously taking into account the injuries you've had, are you away from kind of your peak where you feel that you will slot in quite comfortably into an NHL team?
It's tough to say, to be honest. I'm going to say as quick as possible just because that's what I want. But like I said, I think that's up to them when I play. But I feel...
Brendan, you'll know that, though. You'll know because the players do, don't they? They'll go, right, I'm ready now. I'm feeling like I'm clicking. I feel I've got the right kind of speed. That if you put me in an NHL team right now, I wouldn't look out of place. But maybe right now you perhaps wouldn't feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I think my game is speed. I'm all about speed and skill, and that's my thing. I think the big thing for me would just be the physicality. You know, like I said, I'm only 18 playing against a 35-year-olds, and there's some tough battles in the corner. So I think for me, that would be the main thing in growing, and I think that just comes with time, you know. And time and experience in the summers, trying to put weight on and stuff like that. So I think probably a couple years, but definitely I'd like to, you know, get in there as soon as possible, if not next year.
You talk about the weight thing. Is that one of the things that Arizona has said to you, right, okay, this is what you need to work on. We know your game's in pretty good shape, but physically that's something that you need to address?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's... just generally on the mind of any 18-year-old trying to make the next step into the NHL. I think, you know, like I said, just because you're playing against older men is tough. You know, they've had 10, 15 years on you, so any way you can bulk up or be stronger in your skates is obviously an advantage for you. And That's one thing to obviously help you have a long career.
So I'm looking across the column of your stats for this year. Played 23 games, 23 goals, 26 assists, 49 points. The end column, 18 minutes in penalties, which is pretty damn good. Everybody else is around the 30s, the 50s. One guy in your team is 103, right?
Yeah.
De Frutia?
Yeah.
He's on 103 for this season. I imagine he's a big D man, is he?
No, he's actually a forward,
is
yeah.
He? Okay.
He's quite a pesky guy. He likes to get under the skin of the other team quite a bit.
Okay, so how long, because your season actually finishes way before the NHL comes to its conclusion. You're pretty much, you're not quite done, but you're pretty much done, aren't you, now?
Yeah, we have about, nine games left until playoffs start, yeah.
And is that looking pretty good playoff-wise? You're going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, for us, we're in, there's 10 teams in our side, the Eastern Conference, 20 teams in total in the league, but... There's only 8 make the playoffs from our side, the East, and we're in 5th right now. We're looking pretty good. We'd like to get the top 4 have home ice advantage, so they play the first 2 games are at home in the 7-game series, and that's what we're kind of pushing in this last stretch here to try and get is the home ice advantage. So, but no, we're looking good for playoffs and. Just hopefully can go on a little bit of a run here before we get some confidence and, keep it rolling.
Okay, and the 50 points comes up in midweek, and then he can kind of move on from there.
Yeah, exactly. As far as me personally, I think I've done pretty well, with my points and goals and stuff this year for the amount of time that I was out anyway. I've just tried to focus on kind of game in, game out, and trying to do my best in those games. So I think it's all gone pretty well this year for me and my team. And like I said, hopefully keep it going for playoffs.
Well, there's still plenty of people over here wanting to know what you're up to, wishing you well. People in Guildford, as you well know, and Streatham and kind of all over the places that you touched or your family did over the time that you were here. So good luck for the future. We'll certainly catch up with you before too much longer, and hopefully that call comes from Arizona before too long.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on the show, and always nice to talk to you, Bob.